LC2. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Katie, hi. I haven't seen you in so long. You're looking good. What's your secret?
Thanks, Matt. Well, I've been trying different things, mainly trying to focus on combining mind and body, you know? And I've been getting new input by reading, listening to podcasts.
Wow, interesting. You've always talked to me about that before.
Yeah, it's my thing. So many interesting things out there. And I recently found a great new podcast.
Oh yeah? What's it about?
It's by a professor who talks about fitness, health, and also mental health, as well as motivation. He's a true biohacker.
What do you mean by biohacker?
A biohacker is someone who uses technology and science to improve the condition of their body and mind. This professor breaks down science into everyday language to help anyone who is interested. He invites guests from loads of different fields, true experts.
That sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. The first podcast I listened to was about sleep. He talks about these studies that they say 7 to 8 hours of sleep is just right. The room should be dark.
And that it's that easy?
Well, yes. That significantly improves the quality of sleep. Also, bright sunlight when waking up is important, as it leads to positive effects on mental health and mood.
And so, it's always about both the body and the mind.
Exactly. The latest podcast was about what he calls cold water exposure.
Ooh, cold water exposure. What's that about?
Basically, it's an ice bath.
Ugh. Yeah, I've read about that before. I suppose a lot of athletes do that.
Because it's good for you. So basically what you do is you go into a pool of cold water right up to your neck and stay in there for some seconds or minutes. Yes, very cold, but totally worth it.
I don't think I could imagine doing that. What exactly are the benefits?
Well, it's good for mental toughness as well as physical health, and you feel great for hours later.
So how exactly does it work?
Scientists suggest that you stay in for a total of 11 minutes per week. It should be 2 to 4 sessions, and the water should be about 1 to 12 degrees Celsius. And then the body produces hormones, dopamine and adrenaline.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's too much science for me.
Okay, let's make it easy. Basically, it makes you feel better.
Now I understand.
Exactly. He says the ice bath is the most versatile tool at home, and it has so many positive effects. But remember, safety first.
Why? Is it dangerous?
Of course. Remember, it's not about toughness. It's about health. You need to slowly get used to the cold, and then you can extend the time or decrease the temperature.
Well, it really does sound interesting. I've seen pictures of people doing it before. They look super tough. They just sit still in ice-cold water.
Fun fact, sitting still looks tough. But it's not as cold. It's much colder when you move in the water.
Wow, crazy.
I can send you a link. Now let's get back to the workout.
All right, here we go. Katie, hi. I haven't seen you in so long. You're looking good. What's your secret?
Thanks, Matt. Well, I've been trying different things, mainly trying to focus on combining mind and body, you know? And I've been getting new input by reading, listening to podcasts.
Wow, interesting. You've always talked to me about that before.
Yeah, it's my thing. so many interesting things out there, and I recently found a great new podcast.
Oh yeah? What's it about?
It's by a professor who talks about fitness, health, and also mental health, as well as motivation. He's a true biohacker.
What do you mean by biohacker?
A biohacker is someone who uses technology and science to improve the condition of their body and mind. This professor breaks down science into everyday language to help anyone who is interested. He invites guests from loads of different fields, true experts.
That sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. The first podcast I listened to was about sleep. He talks about these studies that they say 7 to 8 hours of sleep is just right. The room should be dark.
And that it's that easy?
Well, yes. That significantly improves the quality of sleep. Also, bright sunlight when waking up is important, as it leads to positive effects on mental health and mood.
And so it's always about both the body and the mind.
Exactly. The latest podcast was about what he calls cold water exposure.
Ooh, cold water exposure. What's that about?
Basically, it's an ice bath.
Ugh. Yeah, I've read about that before. I suppose a lot of athletes do that.
Because it's good for you. So basically what you do is you go into a pool of cold water, right up to your neck, and stay in there for some seconds or minutes. Yes, very cold, but totally worth it.
I don't think I could imagine doing that. What exactly are the benefits?
Well, it's good for mental toughness as well as physical health, and you feel great for hours later.
So how exactly does it work?
Scientists suggest that you stay in for a total of 11 minutes per week. It should be 2 to 4 sessions, and the water should be about 1 to 12 degrees Celsius. And then the body produces hormones, dopamine and adrenaline.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's too much science for me.
Okay. Let's make it easy. Basically, it makes you feel better.
Now I understand.
Exactly. He says the ice bath is the most versatile tool at home, and it has so many positive effects. But remember, safety first.
Why? Is it dangerous?
Of course. Remember, it's not about toughness, it's about health. You need to slowly get used to the cold, and then you can extend the time or decrease the temperature.
Well, it really does sound interesting. I've seen pictures of people doing it before. They look super tough. They just sit still in ice-cold water.
Fun fact, sitting still looks tough, but it's not as cold. It's much colder when you move in the water.
Wow, crazy.
I can send you a link. Now let's get back to the workout.
All right, here we go.
This is the end of the task.